Hello.
Hi, this is Shante with customer support. I'm returning your call. May I please have your zip code?
Yes, 28791.
Thank you, sir. May I have your name, please?
Gary Long.
Thank you, Mr. Long. Go ahead and verify your address for me for security purposes.
1959 Haywood Road, Apartment 1, Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Thank you, sir. I see here you have the Hype Watch and Hype Pods. The Hype Watch does track your heart rate as well as your
Oh, that's steps. What, okay. I was calling to find out what I was charged for.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I thought this was supposed to have been something sent to me for free.
Okay, well, let me take a look at that.
Is that the full price of that item, or is that some sort of discount?
Let me back up. So the price of the watch is $59.97, and the pods was $29.97.
Okay. Yeah, I have this. I don't even know how to use it. I looked at I opened it up, and I just kind of gave up on it. I didn't want to bother with it.
Okay, hold on.
But it's too complicated for me. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I could give it a try.
Hang on,
I've been thinking about it.
Let me just pull up that website for you and see if I can give you some instructions on that.
I'm saying, what did you say was the name of? I can't even tell what it's called by looking at it.
Okay, so I'm sorry, Mr. Long.
Excuse me, I got to set the phone down so I can get it out of this plastic bag I got it in.
Yes, sir. Take your time.
Hold on just a minute. Just give me a minute. That's all. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I've got a little white box here. It's got the letters TWS on it.
Mm-hmm.
And something like I-12. What is that?
Okay, let me go back. And I think those are the iPods.
Yes, that's what it looked like from the picture. All right. And then there's another, a little black box with the watch in it.
Yes, sir. That's a Hype watch.
Okay, yeah, this was supposed to have been something that I won.
Okay, well, let me take
a look. I don't really remember who I won it from, but I did not order something like this.
Okay.
This was a byproduct of somebody who was, you know, it could have been a survey or something. You know, I'm discovering now that I have to ignore those things.
In the
future, because I think there's a lot of scamming going on here. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you're doing it, but
yes, sir.
But somebody is ordering that on my behalf because I never ordered this watch.
Okay, well, let's just take a look. So I see here on March the 23rd,
yeah,
that's when you paid shipping and handling for the watch
okay,
and the pod.
That probably wasn't very much, though.
Yeah, that was $7.92.
Okay, well, that's what they did say. Whoever that the people were that did that thing on the email or whatever. Yeah, I guess it was email.
Mm-hmm.
They said that I would be charged shipping and handling, but not for the watch itself.
Okay, so now it looks like to me what has happened. When you paid that shipping and handling charge, that you entered into a 14-day trial period. And so the date of that trial started on the 23rd of March. And so you count 14 days after that. And if you didn't call between those two, that 14 day trial period, then you rebuild the retail price for the items. That's what it looks like happened.
You know, when you think you're getting something and as a gift,
yes.
You're not looking for charges like that. It said, I'd have to pay the shipping cost.
Yes,
that's
sir.
a common thing. You know, you have to pay the shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Even if somebody gives you something, you pay the shipping. Well, I guess, can I return this?
Okay. So what I can do for you as a complimentary gesture, I guess, because you didn't understand that you were getting involved into a shipping and handling type of thing.
Well, can you tell me who made that offer?
I can't see that. See, what happens is when you go online and you place your order, you can't, we don't place any orders because we're third-party customer service representatives, and our system is only set up for people who place their orders online. So when you put your information into the computer, it generates an account for us, and we if you say, well, I want the watch, I want this, or I want that, it puts it on the system, and then whenever you have any problems or questions or anything like that, it pops up when we put your zip code in.
All right. Well, okay. That's never mind all those details. I'm not going to remember that anyway.
Yes, sir. I was just
are we done? Are you done charging me anything for this watch?
It's a one-time fee, looks like it, for the watch and the pod.
All right.
Yes, sir. You're done.
All right, because, I mean, there are a lot of people who are advertising, you know, take this survey. It was probably a survey or something that I took.
Yes, sir. You're probably right. Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, and I see these ads all the time on, they're in emails, offering to send me an iPad for nothing, you know. You just pay the shipping. Well, it's probably the same. It works the same way.
Yeah.
But with these things, you're going to end up paying $1,400.
Yes, Ms. Long. So what my advice to you would be is when you do go on those websites, make sure you read those terms and conditions, because it'll tell you if that's what's going on.
Well, no, I'm not going to go after those freebies.
Oh, that's good.
It's stupid, you know?
Yes.
I wonder how many people are waking up and finding out they've been swindled like that. And a lot of these, they may not really be Best Buy or AT&T that are making those offers.
Well,
it may be somebody using their names, because they're big companies, prestigious companies, and people would trust them.
Yes, sir.
But
well,
you know,
you
can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, all right.
This happened to you. I really am, and I wish I could do more for you, but my hands are tied. I'm so sorry.
Well, no, that's all right. That's all right. That's fine. At least I know what the charge is for now. I didn't know what you, because you're listed on my statement as clean, balanced, green health.
Okay.
And I don't know. That doesn't mean anything to me, you know, so.
Yes, sir. See, what happens with that is because it's so many different companies and they have so many different products that they offer, or one company could have several different products that they offer. It would be the billing address when you see things like that, and then it's not the actual product that you ordered. That's the billing address for the company.
Well, all right, but what is your connection with Green Health?
Okay, so what I am is a third-party organization. So whenever you put your order into the I'm going to have to repeat the same thing I did already. I hope you don't mind that. But whenever you place your order with whatever company that you place it with, you enter all the information. Let's just say you have one number wrong on your zip code or on your address. And you say, well, Shantae, I haven't received my product yet. I want to know what's going on. And I'll say, well, Mr. Long, go ahead and give me your zip code. And I put that zip code in. and it'll pull up your account. And then I could tell you that, hey, your address is not, what I have for your address is 1859. And you said, no, Shante, that's not supposed to be 1859. Well, you said it's supposed to be 1959. And then I said, well, hey, that's the problem right there, Mr. Long. You haven't received your product or your item because the address is wrong. So let me just go in and fix that for you, and I'll reship that product to you. See, I'm just a person that takes care of your account if you're having any issues.
Well, I didn't have any problem with the address. I mean,
No. I was just giving you that as an example. I was just using that as an example.
Well, all right. Let me ask you something. Do you know anything about these watches?
Yes, sir. Okay, yeah, let's go take a look and see if we can get it working for you.
Do I have to use that scan feature? I don't have a scan on my phone.
Okay.
I don't have a scan app on my phone.
You don't have to have that. What you need to do is, the first thing that you need to do is charge the watch.
Okay.
That's the first step. It says, ensure that your watch is charged. Attach the cable to any USB-A outlet and clip to the watch. So you know how you have that little cord that charges your phone?
Yeah, but how do I plug this watch into that, though?
Okay, yeah, let me find that.
Oh, wait a minute. It's got a little cord with it. I don't see where you... let's see. I'll have to unwrap this thing. Can you?
Okay, yeah, I can hold for you.
Just hold on a second. You got time?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on.
I have time for you, Mr. Long. We're going to take care of you today.
All right, thank you. Hold on.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm having a hard time getting this charger wire unwrapped from this little thing that's holding it.
Yeah, get you a pair of scissors or a knife or something.
Okay, I'll have to get the scissors. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. I see. Oh, I see. I don't think I need the scissors.
Okay, very good.
It's like a clamp. You just have to open it up. Yeah. Okay, I got the little cord.
Okay.
Unwound now. It's very short. It's only about a foot long.
Yes, sir. So you probably want to plug it into one on the countertop or something like that.
Okay, I'm going to go over to my I don't see where I plug it into any kind of an electrical outlet, though.
Oh, do you have, like, you have to probably take your in-piece off of your phone charger and insert it into that one?
Oh, okay. Let me see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, what is your name, by the way?
My name is Shante.
Shante, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're a Southerner, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I'm from Alabama.
Is that where you are now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you got the plug, the little square.
Yeah, I'm going to this thing. Yeah, of course the place where I plug it in is down on the floor.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So well, that I'll have to. Okay, I need to.
You wouldn't happen to have an extension cord, would you?
Oh, that's all right. Let me see. Oh, I got it. What do I do with this clamp?
Just put the clamp on the countertop right now, because all you need to do is insert the charger into the watch so you can charge it up.
Well, the clamp is attached to the charging wire, though.
Okay, well, I can't really see it.
You don't
have to attach it to anything, do you? Just hold on to the... Put it somewhere near the charging part of it.
I'll tell you what. I think I don't. I'm not going to be able to do this. I this is total mystery to me. So anyway, I appreciate your offer. Maybe I'll fool around with it and see you later on. See if I can do something with it.
Sure. And you can always go to your website. Let me give you the web address. And the web address have the instructions on it. So hold on a second. Let me do that that much for you, so I won't leave you hanging without any information. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, let me know when you get a pen and paper.
Yeah, I've got it. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's shop, S-H-O-P.
Right.
Hype. H-Y-P-E.
Is that one word?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's a website, so it's all written together. Okay.
Yes, sir. Watch. W-A-T-C-H. So it's shophypewatch.com.
Shophypewatch. Okay.
.com. And you just click on that, and it'll show you. Let me see. When you click on it.
Okay, what about is there like a model number or anything I need to be concerned with?
No, sir. When you click on it, you just scroll down a little bit and you receive the instructions right there.
Okay, shophypewatch. shophypewatch.com.
Yes, sir, that's it.
All right, I'll give that a try, because I don't want to hold you up any longer. I'm very slow with this kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, I appreciate your help, and at least I know what the charge was for and that it's just a one-time charge.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Okay, then, although I have learned a lesson about about freebies, so-called
yes, sir.
Freebies.
So-called freebies.
All right, then.
I hear you. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Alone, for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
All right. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.